Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
What are the names of God? Well, there's several names of God in that they describe something about his character. There's three main categories that we could put them in: Elohim, Adonai, and what is called Yahweh or Jehovah. I'm going to deal with these today and then get into some of the other names for God tomorrow. But El or Elohim, Elohim is a plural name. It means strong one or almighty. It refers to his majesty. And it is one that is a plural, which allows for a teaching of the Trinity. Now, you will also see Adonai. Adonai has the meaning of ruler or lordship or sovereignty. And so when you see that name, that has that meaning. The other one that takes a little bit more explanation is Yahweh or Jehovah. Why do we say that takes more? Well, first off, this is a meaning of the self-existing one. This is a very special name for God. The covenant relationship that we'd have is used in this name for God. And it is so holy, so sacred, that Jewish people would not pronounce the name for God, to not break the commandment of using God's name in vain. So you have the consonants. And remember, in writing in Hebrew, you didn't have vowels written down. So we don't know the proper vowels because it was never spoken. And so what many people do, what Jews would do, is replace the word Adonai in the place of this to not use the name in vain. So we don't know which vowels, we don't know the proper pronunciation, and that's why you will sometimes see it worded that way.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content, or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.